Hello.
Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Miles. I just came home. I was away for a couple of days, and I see that my internet is down, and I'm just wondering what's going on and when will it be restored.
Okay. Have you tried unplugging your modem, leaving it unplugged for about 30 seconds to a minute, and then plugging it back in?
No, but I'm doing that right now. So there's no outages?
I haven't had any calls regarding there being any outages. If there was an outage, we'd be getting lots of calls, and we haven't been getting lots of calls. So it seems like it's not an outage-related issue. At least that's seemingly the case at the moment. Because if there was an outage, there'd be very many people calling, and right now we don't have anyone else calling.
All right, it's unplugged.
And you leave it unplugged for about 30 seconds to a minute. And the reason that you leave it unplugged for that period of time is to allow any electricity on the board or in the capacitors to, you know, to discharge from those capacitors before you plug it back in.
Okay.
And hopefully this will resolve the issue. If not, we'll submit a trouble ticket in regards to the issue.
Okay. I'm going to plug it back in.
Sure.
And then how long do I wait before
And it's going to take it about a minute or so, or minute or two, for it to completely reconnect to the net, to the network. You can watch, if you want to watch the light show on the router, on the modem, or the router with the blinking lights, you know, feel free. Always do, but it doesn't help anything.
Green. When it first came on, it was blue. So at least solid green, right, when it's connected?
I believe so. And do you have like a cell phone or something that you can check to see if
I don't see my network.
Yeah, it could be taking. Yeah, if you can't even see the network, then that means that it's still rebooting. I mean, it's still coming back up. Because even if you didn't have internet, you'd be able to at least see the network, the name of your router. Because you could still connect to the router, even though there's no internet signal. You'd be able to connect to it. It would just not have any internet.
Mm-mm. Can you tell what the name of my network is from your end?
Let's see here. Let me pull up the program or where I can take a look and see if there's anything that I can see. Let's see here.
It's still not going solid. It's still blinking. Seems like a long time.
And I thank you for your patience. And what is the name associated with your account?
Herring, H-E-R-R-I-N-G. I mean, so what I see on my phone is it's supposed to be called Archtop Fiber 3561, but that's not showing up anywhere.
And the first name associated with the account?
Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
Thank you. And I don't see you having any... anything, any internet connection currently. And I do see that the name of your network, of course, like you said, is Archtop Fiber 3561.
Yeah, so I have no internet connection at all here.
Correct.
Not even showing up.
No, it's not showing up at all.
And the modem is just blinking.
Do you want to try unplugging it and then plugging it back in again? I can't understand why it wouldn't have any signal.
I don't know why that's not going to... What, you know, it didn't do it before. I don't know why.
Let's see.
From blue to green and it was just blinking.
And then leave it unplugged for at least, you know, 30 seconds to a minute and then plug it back in.
Mm-hmm. I know there were some power outages yesterday, but that shouldn't make the network go down, no?
Only while the power is out, and then your device should reconnect to the internet when the power comes back on.
Mm-mm. Not looking good here. Oh. Same problem. It went from blue to green, and then it just like slowly blinked on and off. It does not show up in my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it can take a few moments for it to reconnect to the network. Let's see.
Yeah, but it's been a few moments.
I mean, it could take longer than that, but let's see.
Not showing up at all.
Okay. So it seems like most likely what we're going to have to do is create a trouble ticket. Let's see here.
I think it's been out since yesterday because I got a notification from Ring that the internet was disconnected yesterday. So it's been more than a day that this is going on.
Huh. Okay, I understand. And let's see here. Yeah, I'm showing that the outage started at 2:33 p.m. on yesterday. That's what I can see on my side. And the outage being your service, not like an outage that's like a wide area extended outage. Let's see. Right, well, let me go ahead and get that work on getting that trouble ticket created. Let's see here. We've already tried rebooting the device. It did not solve the problem. Okay, let's
It did
see.
not. Doesn't look like any wires are down, so I don't know what it could be.
Oh, I understand. And let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. And let's see here. And can this issue wait until the next business day?
Yes.
Okay, so it can wait until the next business day, okay? And I
but
must let you know about the...
be here, so if they need to get in, that's a problem.
And, well, we're going to schedule it with you for a time that's going to be convenient, for you. However, I do need to let you know about the truck roll fee. If this is determined to be an issue that is not an issue caused by Archtop Fiber, then please be advised that that text dispatch for a trouble ticket may incur a truck fee of $49.99 and or a labor fee of $130 an hour with a minimum of $65 a half hour.
Well, I'm going to tell you it's not anything I did, so you better
Understood.
Not charge me.
Yeah, we do make sure that we do tell the customer that this fee will not apply if the issue is the responsibility of Archtop. So if it's our fault, if it's our responsibility because it's an issue that, on our end, then you don't have to worry about the truck fee. But let me go ahead and let's work on the scheduling for this. And you said it can wait until the next business day. So let's look at the next business day. Let's see what we have going on Monday for scheduling. Okay.
Like I said, I'm not going to be here, but it's got to be an external thing because nothing in the house has changed.
Will you be home at any time on Monday between 8 a.m.?
No, I will
How
not.
About,
I won't be. Be here most of the week next week.
Tuesday?
I won't be here until Thursday, and I'm not even sure what time, and I need to, when I get back here, I need to be ready to get to work.
Oh, I understand. So you're here this weekend?
I don't think
anybody
needs to come in the house because there's nothing changed in the house.
Understood. Okay, so what date? Let me see.
And they need to come today if they can't come.
Yeah, I understand based on your schedule that it's seemingly needing this done today. I don't know if I can get a tech out to you today. Let's see. Let me reach out to one of our techs and see if there's any way he can accommodate you today. Let's see. I'll be back with you as quickly as possible. Please hold.
Okay.